In fact, I'm only making books. So my public art is books because in a way they are readable. They are narrative. They have a story. So the concept of artist book can be very, very broad. And I feel most of my work is made at the conception because I need to know how it's going to be made to have the idea, because it's constantly between the form and the content. The subway station I call Bronx literature. It's in faceted glass. And for an idea, I was like, what do we do in the subway? And so I was like, books are the best way to travel. Gets you someplace quicker. So I took four different authors to go in four different time periods of the Bronx. Edgar Allan Poe lived in the Bronx. Then I have Sholem Aleichem, Yiddish time of the Bronx around 1880s. And then I have James Baldwin with Fire Next Time. And the most recent period, it's the Puerto Rican arrivals with Nicolas Amor, El Bronx Remembered. So it's completely four different style of writing and four different periods. So I could go through Victorian Bronx and through the whole Jewish immigration and then South Bronx, where there were a lot of destructions, and then the Puerto Rican Bronx. I make the drawing first in paper, then after I scan it and completely remake the drawing in vectors. That means I use a program like Illustrator. I'm working directly in computer language to make my drawing. In fact, for this one, I didn't use the computer because the people were fabricating by cutting the glass by hand with hammers. Each piece is about half inch thick. Bulletproof. So I made the cartoons life size. The maximum of the glass size was like 8.5 by 10 or something. So I had little templates, the minimum hole I could make and the maximum. And then after all the glass are cut, they're put in place. And then after you pour the epoxy, it's like the epoxy are my lines and I do coloring inside.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.